India.
Dash.
Forum. India-forums.com. Addiction at its best.
किसको बुलाएं? हॉट हॉट एजाज को? नहीं, म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर शेखर को बुलाते हैं। अरे नहीं, एंडी को बुलाते हैं या फिर रणबीर को बुलाते हैं? नहीं नहीं, आतिफ को ही बुला डालते हैं। अरे इन सबको हम कैसे बुला सकते हैं? ठीक है, इन सबसे जुड़े हुए किसी को बुलाते हैं। इनका इंतजार तो सारी दुनिया के हॉट हंक्स को रहता है, लेकिन एक बात समझ लो दोस्तों, इनका दिल जीतना मुश्किल ही नहीं बल्कि नामुमकिन है। क्वीन ऑफ हार्ट्स के बारे में जितना कहें हम उतना कम ही है। आज दिल में आतिफ को और पता नहीं कल शायद शेकी हो जाए, परसों एंडी तो तरसों रणबीर। कब कहां किस पे इनका दिल आ जाए पता ही नहीं चलता। कौन कहता है डॉन को पकड़ना नामुमकिन है? हम शी हैज कॉट हिम इन हर लव नेट, क्रशिंग हिम विथ हर क्रशेस अवे। Despite of her heart slipping away any moment on any hot dude, she is a gem. Someone who sparkles your life with her charisma. Very easily can make you smile without even knowing what magic she spells with her presence. Namaskar dosto, I'm Anu the host for today. And let's now welcome the queen of hearts, the blushing queen, Butter Ko. और जानते हैं बटर की कहानी बटर की जुबानी। सो वेलकम बटर, एंड फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल अ वेरी वेरी हैप्पी बर्थडे फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफ अस हियर एट इंडिया फोरम्स।
थैंक यू सो मच टू एवरीवन, इट्स अ स्वीट ऑफ ऑल ऑफ यू। हु रोट इट एक्चुअली? आई वांट टू राइट समथिंग फ्रॉम दैट पर्सन। नो दिस इज सो नाइस, आई डोंट नो why you guys write so much about me. It's really nice. Thank you.
We can actually write volumes about you, and of course no, our crushes also. Chalo, I'll not grill you in the beginning. So let's first have a small chat. Okay, so how has your journey been till now in India Forums, and how did you land here, and how has till now a journey of new buy to a GM been?
It's been very good so far. It's been really good that I met so nice people. I think I was searching for some information on I remember. We were doing some work here, a concert or something, and we needed some information. And all the, I was searching through Google, and then all the results which came was from IA. So I had to check what it was. So I was just checking it what it was, and then slowly I kept visiting there. And the place I visited was Fame, the section. It was good. I was there for a couple of weeks, and then I went to KSI PR here for, and there I got a lot of friends, and I think it was the reason why I tried to stay there, because I met so nice people over there. And then it went on. I don't know. It was really good being from a newbie to now a global moderator. It's been real good experience. Yeah, but I wasn't a fan of the show at all. I was just there because of my friends. Yeah, not for the show, but just for everyone else.
Okay, yeah, most of us are here for our friends actually.
Yeah.
So there's a question here from Heaven, and the member wants to ask, do you enjoy being a GM, or isn't it too tiring to work as a GM?
I think it's better as a GM than being a moderator or CM, because I think CMs and mods have too much work. GMs, I think it's a bit light on us, but sometimes it's really hard when the new sections do come up. So, yeah, but I'm active as a GM. Hardest thing is answering the PM. So much of time, almost half of the time I stay on when I have to be answering the PM.
So how do you, allocate time? Like, you have your office work, you have your friends to maintain, and then this GM position. So how do you go about it? How do you manage this time?
Yeah, in the morning I do work. So while at work, in the morning And then, yeah, while working, I do get time, so I do keep checking on and off like that.
Okay.
But it's okay. Earlier it was better, but nowadays it's been really busy, so I hardly get time. But still, I do manage to visit at least once or twice a day. Actually, I regret if I've not been able to give a little time off.
So, what are three things that you enjoy the most, probably in IF or in your personal life? Three things that you enjoy the most doing?
I think chatting to my friends, socials, of course. And I love fighting with others. I love fighting with others to get on my crushes for me. I don't like sharing them at all.
Okay.
I cannot share, but I have to fight with everyone.
So that's your favorite thing, right? So it's your hobby. It's now kind of a hobby for you.
Those are things which I enjoy while I'm online, because most of the friends I have, they're just online. I haven't met most of them. Almost all I have not met. So with them, it's really fun sitting online, fighting with them.
Okay, so JK_Phi, aka Gurpreet, wants to ask you some questions. So she wants to ask, what is your real name?
Yeah, I think most of them don't know, because everyone is used to the Vanita Pataka. It's actually Shalishna. I'm not sure if they've been through this name, but it's like Shazna. Shalishna.
Okay, that's why most of you call you Shaz, right?
Yeah, I think some of them know, because fear of them call me Shazu like that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, I've read some of the posts where members have addressed you as Shaz. So, how many sections do you moderate before coming into GM or a CM? Before becoming a GM or a CM, how many sections did you moderate?
I think I was moderating five sections before I became a CM. I think it was Kayamath, Indian Idol. So I can't remember also now, but there were five sections, because I remember there was some rule saying that we could have only four sections, and I was the one five sections, so I was asking whether I could leave one. So in that way, I just remember I had five sections.
Okay.
I can't really remember, but yeah, KSI Uttarhe, I think, was the toughest one.
Yeah. So, like, you know, which do you think is more easy to do? Which job is more easy to do? Being a moderator or a CM or a GM, which one would you love to do?
I actually love being a moderator, because we get to be really close to the members in that way. Because GMs, they do not stay in the sections, they just go wherever they are needed. But moderators, they just stay in the section whole day. Whenever we're online, we just members. And we get really close to them. It's really good, but sometimes when we pop into a section as a GM, most of them doesn't even know us. So
that's
it's better as a moderator. We feel the comfort between members and us while moderating.
So quickly, now that you're a GM, so what are the five reasons you would give that you like the GM post, and what are the five reasons for what you don't like about being a GM?
I don't think I have any way five reasons for anything. Don't know why I like being a GM. I just became one, so I'm just being one. I don't know why. But when I see the reported posts, too much of it, sometimes I get really tired in the morning when I see that actually it's me only online. In such a situation, I get really tired when I think that I'll have to be doing this. But otherwise, if many of us are online, we all share the work and all. But at a time when I'm alone, I feel that it's good. So much work. Because in the morning, I'm working as well. So most of the time in the morning, it's a bit hard. But still, I manage. It's okay. I enjoy. And the good thing, I think, it's we get to know that there's really, I believe, the moderators, CMs, newbies. I think all of them really take us and they try to learn things from us, and they ask advice, help, everything. It's good helping others like that. Not five things, but I think those are the things, because I don't know five things. which
I think that is more than enough. So something because of which you don't like this DM post, just probably it's a tiring job or
sometimes because if I have a lot of work for my personal studies and everything, mm-hmm. in such a way I just feel that it's too much work, but otherwise I really enjoy.
Okay, so let's get on to some drilling, actual drilling now. Now that you are a GM and you can ban people, choose 10 people among the common members and tell why would you ban them and what is the reason.
Common members, okay.
Yeah, any 10 people you can choose from IF and give us an explanation of why you want to ban them.
I think the DT members also develop something.
Yeah. You can include even the DT members.
Okay, then I'm going to ban, I think. Okay. It has to be, I think, one Bhaskar. My one and only brother, Nayan. Because he sends me too much same team. And
okay.
Yeah, for that reason, he should be banned. And then
I think he would first ban you for sending a lot of PMs. So
I think after this, a lot of PMs. So I better ban him after this interview.
Okay, so that's the first. He stops the list.
Yeah, just for that. Yeah, and then I would want to ban, I think, Nishtha. Nish, I want to ban because she's just after ND. I don't know why. She made the entry so late, but she's like, oh, he's mine forever, like that. And
Then?
She's too possessive about it, right, okay? And then, okay, obviously ND.
Okay, so if she's possessive, I think even you're possessive. You don't want to share your crushes with anyone.
We should
plan one day and trap you and ban you for having so many crashes.
Okay. That's okay. Then I would want. Okay. It has to be maybe three because she's also after my crushes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think all the reasons would be my crushes only, nothing else.
Nothing else?
I'm not going to ban, so you can be happy actually. I won't ban you, then I can get some support.
Oh no, sorry, because I'm after Shekhar, so I don't know.
Actually, you know, he's not, so I don't think I should say it again, but he's mine.
No.
Should we ban Sarah?
Yeah, let's trap her also. Whom is she behind? Ajaz?
So I think she's. Yeah. She used to be Ajaz's wife, but now the title is gone, so I think we can leave her this time.
Okay, cool. So you're going to get some support from Sara and me for banning others.
I am, and we'll attack the rest. Then okay. I want to ban Shita Javid, because she said she likes Atif's new song more than me. How is that possible? Oh. The new song in the movie Race, and then
is there anybody you have left? I mean, okay, you have so many crushes, and have you really left anyone? Like,
I think that's enough. Then after Alex's mommy, then no one else. That's because all these mommies are gone now.
Oh, fine. So they are the list of people you want to ban because they are after your crushes.
Yeah, because that's the only reason which I don't like them at all. I'm not seriously, but for fun also, I love to dislike them for this reason.
Okay, so all the members, be prepared and you all have to be careful because you may get banned anytime by Butter just for having your crushes. So whenever you leave any statement in the forum, be very careful of Butter.
I am not otherwise, because now I have
been. That's the message we get from this interview. So be careful with Butter. Yeah, right. So I better be careful from now on. Otherwise, who knows? I also get bad for saying that Shekhar is my love or my crush. Okay.
You cannot say it. I'm still here.
Oh, fine. I will keep quiet. Okay.
There's this Adi in Saregama Forum. Adi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was asking me a few days back why I've been away or something like that, and I said, yeah, I was really busy and I came just today, and I'm surprised to see that Anu is after her, after mm-hmm. him, I mean. And he's mm-hmm. saying, yeah, he sent me a PM saying, where have you been, like that. And I told him that you are after Shekhar right now while mm-hmm. I was away. So I have to be back, so now I'm back and I'm going to fight with you.
Oh, okay, so, oh, fine. So I have my Sautan here. So
yeah.
I better be careful from now on. I'll have to keep Shekhar safe somewhere, locked up in the cupboard.
I think you wrote somewhere.
Let him out. And I'm not going to let him out also. So let's see how well you fight with me for getting Shekhar.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, let's little bit move on. What is your current favorite forum on IF? I think she meant section. Which section is your favorite now?
Right now, I really love that I forgot the name also because I used to
play
the show. No, because
you forgot
we
the name.
No, we hardly use DMG.
DMG, okay, Dilmil guy,
yeah.
Right?
And okay. Arman and Dr. Didima.
Okay, yeah. So, anyone there? Any crushes in that serial?
No. I think they all are very lucky, the members of the four.
Okay, so they are very lucky. Cool. Yeah. Hope we all have also been very lucky like them. Anyways, are there any IF role models you look up to?
I don't follow actually, but I think I really love the way Three works, Mini, Buster. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't follow, but I really love how they work. Especially three of them, yeah. And obviously all of the others also do a lot of hard work. It's really good.
Okay, so we have been asking so many questions till now. If you were to ask one question for yourself, then what would that be?
Asking myself what?
Yeah, you have to ask yourself a question and also give the answer for that question. So, you can choose any question you want and you can give the answer for it.
Okay, I think everyone knows what I would ask. Why do I have so many crushes? Because I also don't have the answer. I keep changing it.
That's an interesting question. Actually, I was about to ask you as to why do you have so many crushes?
Yeah,
and
because
I
don't have the answer for that as well. So it's better.
Okay. So we better do some research on it as to why your heart goes after every hero whoever comes on screen. So we better do a research on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we'll take a short break now and play a song which is favorite for Butter. Okay. So we'll play some good song of Atif. Is he your first crush?
Not first. I think it was Aejaz.
Okay, Aejaz is your first crush. So, but yeah, we'll play one song of Atif. So, you can roll over the song and enjoy the song as well.
سکوں آواز जा सकूं। सही जाए ना, सही जाए ना, सही जाए ना, सही जाए ना। अधूरी मेरी जिंदगानी रह जाएगी, अधूरा हूं मैं अब तेरे बिना, अधूरी मेरी जिंदगानी रह जाएगी। कटता नहीं अब अकेले तन्हा सफर, हर राह में तू आए नजर, कटता नहीं अब अकेले तन्हा सफर।
Welcome back, friends. We have Butter with us, and we are talking about her and her list of crushes. No, list, not list. It's long, long, long list of crushes. So here is some questions from Nishtha, whom you also want to ban because she is behind Andy. Okay, so let me read a message from her. Happy birthday, utterly, butterly, delicious butter. Kissy hugs, and I know you're not expecting normal questions from me, so I won't disappoint you either. So here are some questions from her. Rate these crushes of yours in ascending order. Okay, Atif, Shaky Baby, Ajaz Khan, Sachin Shroff, and Nishtha's Andy.
Oh God, she just said it.
Okay, he's going to get banned.
Yeah, it's time for her to leave now. Anyway, thanks. Okay, I think it's going to be one for right now, Shaky, and then maybe two for Atif, three for Ajaz. I'll just leave her in the last so that she could at least be happy for today.
Mm-hmm.
And four for Sachin, five for Andy. So she can be happy now. I left him.
Okay, so Nishtha, that is some good news for you. Okay. The next question that she wants to ask us: which crush of yours, according to you, is cutest, hottest, humblest, and sweetest? Can name one only for each category. Okay. So first, okay, let's go on with cutest. Who is the most cutest, according to you?
It has to be Shaky.
Oh, I bet he is. Okay, then the next one is the hottest.
Ajaz.
Ajaz, yeah. I think he's humblest.
I think, I really don't know, but I hope it's Sachin.
Okay, yeah. I think most of them are humble, so I think you can put all of them into that list. So, yeah, everyone is humble, so let's put everyone onto that list. So, who is the sweetest?
I think Akshay. I spoke to him last year. He was quite sweet.
Yeah. So, okay, so we have here the list. On whom you had crush for the longest period of time? Yeah, I think this is a good one.
Ajaz.
Ajaz, okay.
Yeah, but since that it's still there, he's still there.
Okay, still he is there. So it's a long period of time. And let's hopefully see how much long it lasts. Okay. So, which is one guy you're eyeing and has the potential to be your crush for this year?
For 2008, I think I wrote it somewhere that I'm going to make it for Ram Kapoor. I don't know.
Oh my god, okay.
Yeah, so, yes, forum is gonna come up.
Oh my god. Then all the Ram Kapoor fans are dead now. So, you're there. I think we have a long list of people who have a crush on Ram Kapoor, right? So, they all better be. Yeah, they all better be careful now. Because Butter is going to take away even Ram Kapoor. Fine. Okay, she has dedicated a small song for you. She says, she got a crush right here, one right there. She's got a crushes everywhere. She got a crushes on moon. She got a crush on Mars. She's even got a crush on dancing stars. Many, many happy returns of the day to you. Okay. So, okay, just tell me, if you
that's
were
to wrong be... with... But that was really sweet. It was really sweet, yeah, but it's a bit crazy.
Okay, now, if you were to choose someone as your right hand and your left hand, who would that be?
I think my right hand would be... Maybe I'll choose my mom and dad, because obviously I don't think I can be the...
Yeah, that's true. Okay, next question is from Aman, and she asks, name all your crushes and hobbies if you remember.
Yeah, I do. I think it's just like the time... It's not that I keep on it. Just depends on the time and it changes.
Keeps
because
changing.
I have so much of them and I hardly talk about most of them now. So they say it's a very...
Who is... Okay, your first crush was Ajaz. Did you have anyone else in your childhood? Something like, you know, every child has a hero whom they see in the dreams. So, like, any childhood hero...
Maybe when I was around 11 or 12 years, I had this huge crush. I'm not sure if most of the people around me, there's this beach on MTV. I think some of them know about. And yeah, I met him also recently. Maybe I think last.
That's cool. So your first crush was when you were 11. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it was guy on TV.
Let's move on, and you'll have to answer some questions here from Farah's Love, aka Z. First of all, she wishes you a very happy birthday and says, may you get everything you want in life. Thank you. The first question that she wants to ask is, how it feels to be loved by many people which you have never met face to face?
Yeah, it's really sweet when I keep telling on my friends also that they celebrate my birthday, try to make it special for me and all. Really nice. I think I would love to meet if it's possible with any of them. It's really sweet to know that many people love me and I also love them. I don't think we can say it by words or something.
Also, she wants to say, thought we didn't interact many times, but as much as we did, I really loved it. Okay. So, here are a few more questions from Junior Nancy Drew. So she wants to ask, आपको क्या रिश्ता है मक्खन से? What's your relationship with butter?
Okay, actually this was, I think, do you know this Powerpuff Girls? There's this card. Yeah, there's a butter cup, blossom, and a book, I think. And some of my friends wrote it, and she was telling me about these three, buttercup, blossom, and bubble. And she was saying me that buttercup really suits you. And after that, it, like, stuck on me. And everyone uses buttercup. It's like that, not a...
Okay, so we now know what is the reason behind this ID buttercup. Cool, that's nice.
Actually, it's my nickname as well. So many people call me buttercup.
So thanks to your friend that we got this name.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you eminent at buttering as your ID suggests to some extent?
No.
No.
But
you do. You, I mean, like, you have so many crushes. You will have to butter them.
No, I don't. I love to fight. I wouldn't butter anyone to get what I want. I would rather fight for what I need or what I want. Because it's much fun.
Okay. So, do you like to spend time with books?
No.
What makes you hooked to that cartoon? That I think she's talking about this... Buttercup, the character that you were talking about. I think she wants to ask about the same thing. What makes you hooked to that cartoon? You like it?
No, I don't like it, but I just got the name, so it's like I got the name, but I'm not a fan of the cartoon or anything. I don't want to say it. I just hate it. I don't know.
Okay, there is another interesting question from her. She asks, tough, cynical, or tomboyish? Which character of Buttercup do you identify with most?
I think, because I'm not a tomboy, so I think it has to be simple, out of the three which she gave. I think none of those.
Okay. So how did you get this nickname then? Like your friend must have had something in her mind when she had suggested you this nickname.
It wasn't related to anyhow something that she was just saying that the names are really cute and like that she just said it. It was for fun. We were like, I think for a few weeks we were calling each other. I was calling her Blossom and she was calling me Buttercup. Okay. It was not related or anything like that. And it got stuck on me.
Okay, fine. Have you found your Mojo Jojo yet? Again, I think they are the characters from the same cartoon, right? So, who are your other two partners along with Buttercup? Who would you take the other two to be?
Okay, so Blossom, I think Sarah, because I've been really close to her. And for... Yeah, did I give her Blossom?
Yeah.
Okay. Then for Babu, I'll take three
Cool.
Okay, for Babu, so I'll take three, and for Blossom, Sarah.
Three Didi and Sarah are your partners. Okay, cool. Now, I'm going to give you a tongue twister. Okay, I'll read a tongue twister, which you will have to repeat. And this question has been given by Shiza. So, you can go and... tackle her later on. In fact, I need to also, because she's making me also read this tongue twister. She has given three, out of which I have selected two, and I'll read both, and you have to just repeat it after me. Okay. The first one is...
I don't think I can do it. What is she doing?
I know, even it's tough for me. I've already read it twice and still I'm not getting it. This is the last try. If I get it, then fine.
Stop the question and then we'll say
No. It's going to be fun. So let's keep it. Okay. It's very easy. The first one is purple paper people, purple paper people, purple paper people.
Okay, that's it. Okay, I'm going to kill her right now.
Yeah, even I need to. Because he's making me also do this. Okay, there's one more interesting one that's very tough, but let's try. It's fun. If two witches were watching two watches, which witch would watch which watch?
I don't think I can read this.
Okay, probably I'll just give it to you on Skype. You can just read it once and then get it if you can do it.
Didn't she get something better than this to ask me?
I think she wanted to torture you because you are Atif's... You have a crush on Atif. So I think this is the reason she got a nice chance to grill you.
If two wishes would watch, which was... What?
Okay, I'll repeat it for you once and you can probably just make it up. If two witches were watching two watches, which witch would watch which watch? So that's easy.
If two witches were watching two watches, which witch would watch which watch?
Hey, that's cool. So you did it. So you win Atif over Shiza. Let's keep it that way. Now, hopefully she does not come and kill me. Okay, there is one more question from her. She has, list 10 people from IF that you would love and wish to meet.
I always 10. It's really hard to remember.
Okay, we'll cut it short to 5.
Okay. I would love to meet Shiza. Of course, I would love to meet you as well. And Sarah. Then I would love to meet Pinku also. You know Pinku?
Yeah. I know her, yeah.
Then to meet Badna Lidi also. Because she really cooks great. So I want to go and meet her once to have lunch.
Have food.
Then meet Pastor Brother also once. Then...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then 3, and then all of my friends as well, and the rest.
As we all know that you love dreaming, did you see any member from IF in your dreams? If yes, so just share it with us.
I can't remember anything specifically because I'm very forgetful.
Okay. Which is the most funniest thread on IF that you have ever seen and you have ever participated?
I think there was this thread which Sarah made once. It was, I think, about Mr. and Mrs. Donos. I think, yeah, because it's been quite some time. I can't remember very well. But it was a very funny thing. We had so many people. I think that was in members' lounge also. Yeah, it was really fun. We had so many people joining us and we gave them some fun for Dawn's hairdresser, Dawn's makeup artist, like that.
Okay.
And I was Mrs. Dawn. Yeah, she was being Mr. Dawn.
Okay, so that is why you both call yourself Mr. and Mrs. Dawn.
Yeah, I don't remember how I met her, but I think it was something related to Dawn or something. That's how I met her.
So thus we come to the end of our usual rounds, and after this short break we'll go on with some different rounds for Pata.
Go! me, cash in the right to me, cash in the front of me, cash in the back of me, cash me the day for me, cash me the night for me, cash on my mind, making money all the time.
Second round. So here we are going to give you some hypothetical questions. You will have to just answer to them. Some situations related to your crushes or something like that, and you will have to just answer. Okay, the first question is from Adi. Atwell aka Adi. So he asks, what will you do if one day you bump into Alec, Andy, Shaker, and they all land up at the same place and you bump them with them together? So they all together invite you for a coffee. Who would that lucky person be whom you would choose?
I'll choose Ashish because it's like he's not married. I wanted to choose Shaker, but he's married and he's got a kid also. So I'll choose Ashish because he's still single.
But he's not there on the list. He's not there on the list.
Who did this question without asking? Who gave this question without asking? Then I'll choose Alec, maybe. Yeah, because I think he's also...
This is Adi who has given it without Atif. So, you can tackle with him later on. See, it's very sad, Adi, that you don't give Atif for... that's
very... Okay, I'll take Alec then. Because he's also not married, I think, in real life.
Okay. So you the lucky person which Butter has chosen is Alec. So congratulations to Alec. Okay.
I actually don't like the person as a married guy. But Shaker is married, I don't have a choice.
Good that you left Shaker. I'll go with him for a coffee. Not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't say I left him.
So, the next question is from Bhaskar Bhai. Okay, he has some situations for you.
Okay.
Your virtual ID is Butter. How much Butterfinger are you in real life?
I don't know.
Some crazy questions.
First, I'll send him an answer through PM.
Okay, fine. Let's skip that. So, Bhaskar, I can actually wait for your PM now. Okay. So, the next question is, there is a knock on your door and on opening it, you find it's Shaky with his wife. What is your first reaction?
Okay, I'll ask why had you brought your sister with you?
That's funny. Okay. But you just have said you're not behind any barren bin.
Then why? wife, I have to say something because I'm not going to say, oh, you're with your wife, please come in, have a seat. I'm not going to do that.
Then there is next hypothetical question. Let's see how you go about this. You and Barnality are there in a shopping mall and suddenly find Alec standing before you both. Just when you both are fighting mentally with each other over him, his BF comes and holds his hand to show her possessiveness. What are you going to do now?
Okay, I'll tell her maybe you're not needed in this picture. You can just be kiss between us.
Okay, the two is more than enough, right?
Yeah, we don't need her.
Okay. Two is more than enough. We don't need a third person, third party inside this.
Yeah, we're very much happy fighting. Both of us.
And that too, you wouldn't want to share it with Barnality also, so you will do something definitely to get her away from that scene, or probably you can send them both for a coffee and you go with for a coffee with Alec. I think that would be better.
I'm going to have a dream with him. I'll go on coffee with him in my dreams. That's okay.
Okay, fine. Okay, next round is called as the Choose the Perfect. Okay, these questions are coined by Sarah. So,
okay.
You have to choose the perfect thing. Because you are always in a dilemma as to which person to choose. And each other day you come up with a new crush. So, we have this round called Choose the Perfect. So, the first question for you is, if you're gonna make your football team with IF people and your crushes, appoint one IF member with each of your crush, and jitne crushes you remember, you can always assign it. So it's going to be a football team, and you will have to assign one IF people and your crushes together.
Okay, Nish and Andy, Sri and Sachin, then Bhaskar. I can put Bhaskar because he's a guy. I actually want to give one girl for her.
Okay.
Can I put him?
Yeah, yeah, of course. I think you can always put him. You can assign a girl. He has some new crush also these days, so you can always choose someone.
Yeah, I'll give him the girl in left crush. That's Priyanka.
Priyanka Basu.
But she's
okay.
My crush, but I'll still give him because otherwise he would be left alone if I don't think him.
Okay.
And then for Sarah, I'll give Ajaz. Because I trust Sarah, and I know she won't run away with him or anything like
then
that.
How are you going to trust Nishtha? How are you going to trust Nishtha and Sri Didi? Because you're going to give all your crushes to all the other people.
Match. It's just for this match I'm giving them. For you also, I'm giving Shekhar for the match only.
Oh,
you have to
cool.
Run him after the match.
Oh, no, sorry. He's always with me. Why do I need to return? I don't even need to get your permission.
This time it's going to be just for the match because it's my birthday. It's something related to my birthday.
Fine.
So you have to give me. But I won't this time.
Just for a day. Just for your birthday. Okay.
I'll give Alec to Barnality and...
That's it? Or you have any more? You want to give someone for yourself?
Yeah. Okay, actually, I'll take this guy in Kayamat, Shabir. I'll take him. Because he's good at football. He's a good player. I'll take him on my side.
That's cool.
That's it. I think we should arrange the match. Sarah should arrange it. Because I gave HR to open.
Yeah, so let's arrange for a football match in IF with the participating. And let's
remember
see who wins.
That everyone should return the guys after the match.
Okay, Butter is giving you all just for a day, just for her birthday, just for this match. And later on you all have to return. Okay, let's see if people return it or not. Okay, so the next question is, you get to direct a movie called Dawn. Okay, there are certain characters which she has given. You will have to assign one IF member for this. Okay? Who will act as a police?
Bhaskar, brother.
Okay, cool. Who is the Don?
Obviously, Sarah, there's no question about
it. There's no question about it. So, who is Mrs. Don?
It has to be me, of course.
Obvious, okay. That's again an obvious thing. Don's florist.
Dunsmore. Shiza.
Okay. Don's Dushman.
Don's Dushman will be Adi.
Adi? Okay.
Yeah.
Us bechare ne kya bigada. Okay, fine. Donsky. Who's going to be Donsky?
Donsky will be Emily Baby.
Okay. Fine. Don's date organizer.
You can do it. Because I think you're good at it.
Okay,
you can fix
cool.
dates for us.
Okay, so now I have one more work to do. Cool. I'll take up that. That would be fun. Organizing dates for Sarah and also for you. Okay. So Don's pager.
Thank you.
So we are ready for the movie. We have assigned all the characters. All we need to do is shoot the movie. So I think Sarah and Butter can come up with some idea and shoot this movie as soon as possible.
We can produce the movie first and maybe we can direct it first.
Okay.
Because we need
No, you're the director. Because you are getting a chance to direct the movie.
We'll need a producer.
Yeah, so we'll first talk to Vijay. We also have our video section coming up. I mean, which is already launched. So the first movie from IF would be the movie called Dawn, where we all are the cast for it. Okay, cool. So Vijay, be ready. We are going to attack you very soon. Okay, she has one more question. This is the last question in Choose the Perfect. It is... Okay, you will have to choose 7 people who form the rainbow from IF.
I'm always choosing people now. But if they are just they take me those whom I have not chosen.
Yeah.
This time I think okay, Nuts. I'll choose Nuts, Kushi, Mango, Mini. There's this other Anu, the girl who was in Cartel Forum.
Okay.
That's 5. Okay.
Yeah,
and
that's 5. You need 2 more.
And then Nish.
Okay. Yeah.
Who else? Bernal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. So these are the 7 people. Okay. Now, quickly moving on, we are going to have a rapid fire round. You will not get any time to think about it. You will have to answer whatever comes to your mind. Okay.
Okay.
So here we begin with that rapid fire. Who is your most closest friend on IF?
Closest.
No time to think.
Sarah.
Okay. Your latest crush?
Latest crush? I haven't had a crush for a long time. So I'll say.
Just now you mentioned Ram Kapoor, right?
I'm planning to make him my crush this year, but I have not yet.
Oh, you have not even made him. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just hoping to do so.
Okay. So, who is the last crush?
After Shaky, I don't think I have had any crush. Because I've been really away from these things, because I've been really busy with so many things. I didn't get time.
Okay. So, you must take some time and find out someone soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get Ram Kapoor onto your list. Okay. So, if you're butter, then who is your bread and who is your jam?
Bread? I think it will be Mummu. But she's no longer on IF. And in SI7 Forum, I think you all know Queenie. She calls herself my jam. So, I'll say maybe she is jam. Because she used to write after the message, your jam. Like
yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah,
okay. Fine. So 5 words which describe you.
Me.
Okay.
Naughty. Not so innocent. As a person, I think I'm simple. Friendly.
Naughty, then? Simple?
Naughty, simple, friendly. And boring as well, because sometimes I'm boring.
Okay, fine. So that's okay. Now you will have to quickly choose between the following: Sarah Combe or Bhaskar Dotti.
Oh my god, Bhaskar.
Computer or cell phone?
Cell phone.
MSN or Yahoo?
MSN.
Black or white?
White.
Atif Aslam or Ali Zafar?
Atif Aslam, obviously.
Okay. Shekhar or Andy?
Shekhar.
Ah, okay. So, okay, fine. We'll quickly move on. Which is the bird you use the most?
That's what I use most.
Yeah, okay. What is one thing that you can't live without?
Family.
Okay, so, but we thus come to the end of this interview. And it was really great having you here. And like usual, we will follow the tradition and ask you to sing a song for us.
I cannot sing because I don't know how to sing anything at all.
You will definitely have to sing a song. No, I will really leave you because see, you are behind so many crushes. So why don't you dedicate one song for all your crushes? See, this is the
please,
great time to dedicate.
Can you play me a song instead? Me a song instead of it?
Yeah, sure. Which is the song?
You can play me some song because I can't really sing. You can give me this latest song of Atif, the one in the movie Race.
Okay, so that we'll play, but why don't you hum that, I mean, just for two lines.
I swear, because I cannot even speak proper Hindi, so how am I going to sing his song?
English? Any song in
but
English?
So not in English, that's the song which I want to sing, so excuse me, give me benefit of doubt.
Okay, fine, I'll let you go this time, but okay, we'll play a song instead. And so, Butter, thank you for your time. And it was great having you on the show. We had real nice time with you also.
It's been really great. Thank you to everyone who took some time to send messages. It's really sweet. And thanks, Sarah. I wish you were here as well.
Yeah, I wish too. Mm.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday and have a great year ahead. And enjoy yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, friends, so thus we sign off here. And we leave you here with Butter's favorite song of Atif Aslam from the latest movie, Race.
नजर में कैसा जादू कर दिया तेरा बन बैठा है मेरा जिया जाने क्या होगा क्या पता इस पल को मिलके आज ही ले जरा मैं हूँ यहाँ तू है यहाँ मेरी बाहों में जा ओ जान जा दोनों जहां मेरी बाहों में आ भूल जा ओ जान जा दोनों जहां मेरी बाहों में आ भूल जा
बेबी आई लव यू बेबी आई लव यू Baby, I love you. Baby, I love you so. Baby, I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you so. Baby, I love you.
Har dua mein shamil tera pyar hai. बिन तेरे लम्हा भी दुश्वार है धड़कनों को तुझसे ही दरकार है तुझसे राहते तुझसे चाहते हर दुआ में शामिल तेरा प्यार है बिन तेरे लम्हा भी दुश्वार है
चाहते तू जो मिली एक दिन मुझे मैं कहीं हो गया लापता चैन चीना इश्क के एहसास ने बेख्याली दी है तेरी प्यास ने छाया सुरूर है कुछ तो जरूर है कर दिया दीवाना दर्द खास ने चैन चीना इश्क के एहसास ने ख्याली दी है तेरी प्यास ने छाया जरूर है कुछ तो जरूर है ये दूरियां जीने ना दे हाल मेरा तुझे ना पता
So, baby, I love you. Ooh, I love you. Baby, I love you. I love you.
India, India, India. Dash Forum. India-Forums.com. Addiction at its best.